عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أيضا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول: اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك قاصمت، اللهم أعوذ بعزتك، لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني، أنت الحي الذي لا يموت والجن والإنس يموتون. متفق عليه. حديث narrated by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the following dua. And this is a very comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the supreme degree of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's faith, iman and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is portrayed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma laka aslamtu wa bika amantu. Wallah, I have brought Islam in you and iman in you. Islam and Iman, with all the prerequisites, the conditions, the demands of Islam and Iman, Rasulullah fulfilled it. In other words, he had completely submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he brought in his life all the fundamental principles that Shariat required. Salat, Zakat, Hajj, fasting. Iman, having full belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, in his Tawheed, in all his beautiful names, his qualities, which we discuss in Imani Mufassal, Imani Mujmal, believing in the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in taqdeer, belief in the day of qiyam, the day of qiyamah, life after death. So Rasulullah says, oh Allah, I have completely submitted before you, I have brought complete iman in you. Wa alayka tawakkaltu, and I have firm trust and reliance upon you. And this is why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this particular dua and hadith in this chapter of tawakkul, having reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I don't rely on just my planning and whatever I have done in my matters, whatever I have planned, but I have reliance upon you, O Allah. Wa ilayka anabtu. Anabtu means inaba. Inaba means rujoo ila Allah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, I return to you. Oh, I focus my attention to you. Oh Allah, I repent to you. Inabat ilallah is something that the ulama and mashayikh stress and explain the importance of, that we should make inabat ilallah means we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we return to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete repentance. And we focus our attention only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِكَ خَاسَمْتُ. خَاسَمْتُ means to argue. In other words, I oppose the enemy through your assistance, your help. Wallah, I cannot do it on my own. So whether it is a challenge that I have to experience against the enemy, and I have to verbally explain to them something and give them some dawah towards iman, if they are opposing me and I have to explain to them with proofs and adilla, then wallah, it is only through your assistance. I am not able to do it on my own. So Allah, you give me the strength and you give me the knowledge and the ability to explain to them if they are opposing me in matters of what I am explaining to me in dawah and iman. So Allah, you give me the ability to explain to them and convince them. And also on the battlefield, it is only through your assistance that I am able to oppose the enemy. Oh Allah, I ask refuge in your grandeur, your might, your power. And there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides you. Wallah, I seek your protection from what? Antudillani, that you lead me astray. Wallah, keep me on sirat mustaqim. And imagine this dua is made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much more important it is for us to make such duas. Wallah, we seeking your protection, or in your grandeur, in your might, your supremacy. And there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides you. Wallah, we seek your protection from being astray, that you lead us astray. Antal Hay, O Allah, you are all living. Allah never dies. Allah never experiences mort. And insan and jinnat, the jinn and mankind, they will leave this world. They pass away. They die. They experience mort. They are the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is khaliq. Allah is hay. Allah is baqi. Allah always was and Allah will always remain. So this hadith teaches us this comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he showed his complete reliance and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next hadith is also narrated by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and he says, قَالَ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ قَالَهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَنِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قال حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل قالها إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام حين ألقي في النار وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل رواه البخاري وفي رواية له عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان آخر قول إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام حين ألقي في النار حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. He says that these words, حسبنا الله, Allah is sufficient for me. In other words, I don't need any other power. I don't need any other strength. I don't need any other person. I've got Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is kafi for me. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ Allah is the best of protectors. Allah is the best of guardians. Wakil. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam read it when he was thrown into the fire. And I mentioned to you in the beginning also, that as he was being thrown into the fire, an angel from the sky came, sought permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can I go and assist Ibrahim? Allah ta'ala said, yes, no problem, go. And when the angel asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, do you require my assistance? Can I help you? You require my aid. What did he say? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah will protect me. He's the best of protectors. So he, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, sought the protection of the Khaliq, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he did not take the protection of the makhluq. So this shows his complete reliance and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, as we mentioned in the beginning, this verse came in the beginning of the chapter, where after battle of Uhud, Rasulullah s.a.w. was returning to Medina, and then he tells the Sahaba that we have to go back, because Abu Sufyan and his army, they are now coming to attack us again. So Sahaba, immediately, they went with Rasulullah ﷺ. Some say, as far as Hamra al-Asad, and so Abu Sufyan heard that the Sahaba are coming back. Immediately he fled. He was afraid. And the Sahaba, what did they say when they were told that Abu Sufyan and the Mushrikeen and the Quraysh of Makkah, they've gathered against you again. فَخْشَوْهُمْ Fear them. What did they say? This increased their iman. And they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ So this was the last word of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as he was thrown into the fire. And this is what Rasulullah mentioned after Uhud, when he was informed that Abu Sufyan and party are now waging a war against them again. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in showed the complete reliance upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. Our mashayikh have mentioned, muhaddithun have mentioned, that a person fears any enemy, he's got any problem, then this is a very potent dua. Hasbunallahu ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل Allah is sufficient for me, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best of protectors. May Allah Ta'ala give us complete protection. May Allah Ta'ala give us complete tawakkul upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. Give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi.